We all set?
We are.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for joining us for this special meeting on May 11th at 10:30 a.m. We can start the meeting with a salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. And we need a motion for approval of the agenda for this morning.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't know, but do we have any public participation?
We do not.
We do not. Okay, all right, thank you. All right, so then we need to have an updated library vote, trustee vote, dated on June 9th, courtesy of the Sachem School Board. We'll be attaching our two candidates to the mail-in ballots for all district residents. We need a motion to approve this. First of all, do we have any discussion, any questions?
I would just ask that maybe, Bob, if you could read the board resolution aloud for the audio recording.
Sure. Okay. The board resolution is dated today, May 11th, 2020. Okay. Whereas pursuant to Executive Order 202.13, the Sachem Public Library annual vote, which was originally scheduled for April 7th, 2020, was postponed without date. Whereas pursuant to Executive Order 202.26, the library was given the option of holding the annual vote on June 9th, 2020, to be managed by the Sachem Central School District or on September 15th, 2020. Resolved that the 2020-2021 Sachem Public Library vote is hereby scheduled for June 9th, 2020, to be managed by the Sachem Central School District and the library director as authorized notify the school district of the same as soon as practical. And that will be respectfully submitted by Neely McCahey, director of the Sachem Public Library.
Question.
Okay, so any questions, comments?
Yes, I do, Bob. Go. Now, this is strictly for the trustees. The budget is not in contention, correct?
Correct. The budget will not be on the ballot. We're running the same operating budget as we have this year. Only okay. It's only for our trustee election.
Okay.
Okay.
Neely, I have a question. Any idea when the ballots might go out, and when was the closing date of the ballots? Would it be the end of business on June 9th?
That is a wonderful question, Bob. And at this point in time, we do not have a time frame on the mailing or receiving of those absentee ballots. But as soon as Kristen and I do have dates and time frames for the board, we will certainly share them with you.
Okay. And I guess, how can we possibly notify the public on a website and, however, give them a heads up to keep an eye out in their mailboxes, I guess?
Certainly. Kristen and I are working with our in-house graphic designer to build one of a slide. So it's up top and front and center on our webpage. And we will do that so that it's up maybe a 2 weeks or so before the budget vote. Okay. I mean, the trustee election, excuse me.
All right. No, that sounds great. This should be interesting and awkward, I guess. I can't imagine hand counting all those ballots, but
I know.
These are crazy times.
Right.
So,
any
additional discussion, questions?
No.
Okay. Well, can I call for a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Duly noted. I guess if there's any other business, we can call for an adjournment. Any other questions or anything? Neely, you need anything else from us?
Not at this time, Bob.
Okay. Well, I guess I can make the motion to close this meeting as of 10:38 a.m. Thank you, everyone, for making this meeting. And I guess I'm assuming we'll do this again for our regular board meeting next week.
Yes, the executive order was extended for public meetings, so we will be doing the same audio recording on Zoom next Monday at 10:30.
Okay. All right. See you then. Have a good week. Hope everybody had a nice Mother's Day, and thank you very much.
All right.